Senate Rules and Administration Committee will come to order. We have two bills before us that are late bills. Senator Rest, Senate File 3857. What, Senator Rest, let's take Senator Betzel's first.
Fine.
2720. This is the pension bill, Senator Betzel?
Yes, Mr. Chair, members. Under, I think, Joint Rule 2.03, the pension bill actually has until the second policy deadline. It goes out of the Pension Commission, and then it goes to the GovOps committees in both bodies, and then it has to be reported out of the GovOps committees. The House chairs the Pension Commission during this two-year period. Of course, coming into this particular session was compressed, and we got a lot of new pension bills introduced. It's difficult enough, it's impossible during the day to find a common time where you can get the five senators and the five representatives together. The House was meeting virtually almost every evening, either in committees or floor sessions or whatever, through the first couple of weeks of session, and then once you actually hit deadline time, when both bodies were pretty busy on each night, it was impossible to have met the second deadline. We did we were able to find time after the spring break to have some meetings, and we finished the bill up, then had another meeting to take comment, make some minor changes, and that was finally finished last week. And so the bill was reported out of the GovOps Committee in the Senate yesterday to the floor. So that is why it's a late bill. It still needs to go to the Finance Committee to have its review there.
Senator Betzel, the questions by members. Senator Betzel, just for the record, last year when you were at this committee, it apparently was the chair's fault for not having made appointments to the Pension Commission.
Absolutely.
I just want, for the record, this is not the reason you're here this year.
Well, and next year when the Senate has the gavel, we'll come up with some other reason, something.
Because it does seem like you have a reason every year, Senator.
That's true. But last year, we didn't even get the appointments until March, for goodness sake, so how could we do anything?
You didn't have to go through it.
Huh?
Okay, I think this is, we've understood this for 2 months that this was going to be a late bill. Senator Berglund moves that Senate File 2720, we recommend the bill.
I refer to Finance.
It's going to Finance?
It's going to Finance Committee.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I believe the motion, when it's here as a late bill, is to adopt the previous committee report.
Okay. So Senator Berglund moves to adopt the previous committee report, which in effect will send it to Finance.
Correct.
Okay, on that motion, all favor say aye.
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 Thank you, Mr. Chair, members.
Senator Rest, yours may or may not be that simple. 3857.
Shorter.
No, but it's the reason.
No. Mr. Chairman and members, as you know, we've been working to put together compilations of bills that deal with areas of specific policy. And we're debating on the floor right now the state government bundled bill. And Senate File 3857 is the local government bundled bill. It's a late bill because the bill just came to us from on behalf of Kennepin County. The underlying bill is one that allows them a system of dealing or to manage a system of some couple of dozen ditches in Hennepin County. It's a non-controversial bill, but in working with Representative Hillstrom, my counterpart in local government over in the House, because they have the jurisdictions in my committee are in three different committees in the House. We thought that this might be an extremely convenient vehicle for a local government policy bill. And so we did take it up in the State and Local Government Committee yesterday. She has done the same. And so that's why it contains more than just that one provision.
Mr. Chairman,
I've been around here long enough to learn from Senator Frederickson that when you're dealing with ditches, it's never non-controversial. But this is just, Hennepin County wants to get out of the ditch management business and they're turning it over to the watersheds. Is that kind of what it is?
I believe that it, Hennepin County is the ditch authority for 17 ditches in our county. And they manage right now by the ditch law.
One of those ditches flows
is right in front of your house.
Maybe more than one. It flows into Lake Minnetonka. This is, they are not pretty important water courses.
So at any rate, this is a proposal coming from the Hennepin County Department of Environmental Services, and it is providing an alternative transfer procedure for public ditches in the county. They maintain that the existing provisions for the transfer or abandonment of public ditches are complex and expensive, especially in highly urbanized areas. And the proposed legislation that's the underlying bill here only affects public ditches where Hennepin County is the ditch authority. And it is the proposed legislation is necessary then to facilitate the transfer of those ditches to the appropriate local authorities. And as far as I know, it truly is non-controversial, the underlying bill.
Chairman and Senator Rest, I didn't quite get the part about why Hennepin County was late, and if a local unit government brings us their bills late, that we give them a later deadline?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Hillstrom and I had been looking for a vehicle for the local government omnibus bill, and just coincidentally, folks from the Environmental Services of Hennepin County walked in with a local government bill so that we didn't have to look any further. And since this particular bill was non-controversial, we decided it would be a good vehicle for the local government omnibus bill for no other reason.
There are apparently some issues that were taken out of the finance bill that need a
home. Yes. I mean, it's under the same working under the same process as the bill that's on the floor right now, the environmental policy bill, the other kinds of policy bills that had provisions, and we just thought this was a convenient vehicle. No other reason than that. Well, otherwise, it would not have gotten a hearing, obviously.
I mean, I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but certainly all these other provisions, none of them were standalone provisions. They all were rolled into some other omnibus bill.
They're ones that have passed the Senate or that have, are alive in the House or that are, but none of them were ones where Representative Hillstrom and I were the companion, House and Senate companion authors. We did this simply to streamline things, to be efficient, and to move something along. Nothing more sinister than that.
One of the things I've learned is that in this non-budget year, we need to really press the House on what are the vehicle bills going to be. Now, this has been quite a struggle here in the last few weeks. Because all of a sudden you get all kinds of intrigue in various things. And we just have to get the House to agree chair to chair what's going to be the end of this bill. I think we can resolve a lot of this, not actually the year after, if we just get the House to agree at the same time we're setting deadlines. It's just been a struggle. Staff has spent a lot of time on this.
I would agree. I mean, with the state government one, you know, having to find the vehicle there and looking for something that was in the Finance Committee in both and dealing with the blood donation bill, I mean, that in a sense is just not really, that wouldn't have been appropriate either.
By describing taxes, you basically agreed to share, like, in January, what's going to be the bill, the vehicle, right?
Well, yeah, there's always a couple of different department bills that just flow to the chairs, and we pick off one of the couple department bills to be the vehicle.
And there's an understanding.
And there's an understanding between the staff of the House
right.
and the Senate. It's just kind of a foregone conclusion. Those would be the vehicles.
We need to do that on the House
well,
bills.
And if we're going to I would maintain, Mr. Chairman, if we're actually going to do omnibus policy bills, it seems to me that in some areas, like state government and local government, these, for the most part, should be standalone bills. But when you have, quite frankly, a chamber that operates as efficiently as ours does, you can pass those. But when you have a chamber that is larger, you know, twice as large, more opinions, people who are frequent speakers, you get a bill that takes us 15 minutes to pass, that takes them 5 hours to pass. So it slows down things and ends up being that bills that otherwise ought to have maybe a lively debate and pass or fail never even get a chance. So,
Mr. Chairman, Senator Rest, do you think if we took the cameras out of the chamber, it might streamline the process?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Bach, I think there are a few individuals if we took out of the chamber would help the process more.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Rest, is that a partisan political?
No, I'd have candidates on both sides of the aisle.
We should maybe every year have kind of a draft or something. And the reason this is kind of an omnibus is I just noticed the kind of the interrelationship between drainage ditches and systems and
taking a dog into a restaurant.
Beverage service establishment and dogs. Their intersection is apparently they both have something to do with local government laws and ordinances. So that's why it's an omnibus. Senator Rest, I think, is almost, you feel it's even hard to call this an omnibus bill. But
I certainly do.
It's
a miscellaneous bill. I think that's quite frankly, for that one and for the bill that's a much better term for the bill that's on the floor right now. It's a miscellaneous bill. And part of that, just one more comment. I think that there is a better process and we want to have omnibus bills, I think what has happened in a lot of the finance divisions and possibly the tax committee on occasion, too, is you just build a committee bill, and then you just get it all together and introduce it, and both sides agree those are the companions. But that really hasn't happened. Building a committee bill like that and introducing it really hasn't happened, as far as I know, in policy committees. It's not as common.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm not so sure that it's such a good idea. It takes away individual members' rights to control their own bill.
I agree. Do you want a bill passed or not? Mr. Chairman, Senator Berglund, that's what an individual author has to decide. What's more important, getting their idea?
Well, I understand that
forward
might be
or their name on something
at some point in time to fold your bill into somebody else's bill, but to sort of decide that from the get-go, I think, is
in the Senate we don't do that, but in the House things get stymied.
And I think that I realize that we have been pushing and rushing and trying to get everybody to get their bills done early, but there are times when you want to hold some bills back so you have them if you need them. There has almost not ever been a year that I can remember in my last 6 years in this chamber where we didn't need a health or human services bill that was
an extra one
that hadn't gone through the process already that was available. And so I just hold one back every year now.
I don't think it'll surprise anybody, but you notice all those bills on general orders. I think the chief of staff has been told that each one of those is available to be a vehicle bill. So all authors believe their bill could potentially be a vehicle someday. So a lot of members agree with you, Senator Berger. Thomas Sony got one up there. I mean, almost every member's got a bill up there that they have told the staff is, well, just
Vehicle bills.
Potential vehicle.
I don't really mean what this bill says. I've got it here for availability. Senator Clark moves that Senate File 3857. We adopt the previous committee report, which sends it to the floor. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, members. Just by way of kind of notification, I'm under incredible pressure to hear two constitutional amendments. Actually, three of them. The Metzen one that has to do with the length of the session or something that's been around for years.
To what?
Senator Jack Davies.
Oh, parole. Reestablishing the parole board?
No, length of session.
Oh, length of session.
Oh, take off the 180 days.
Yeah, so
I just think of him as parole
so
board.
So that's a potential bill we will still hear. Senator Clark has just been relentless. She has a bill that she would like us to consider that deals with constitutional regarding legislative pay.
What?
Constitutional related legislative pay. That's apparently is moving in the House.
Mm-hmm. And it just came out of Senator Rust's committee last night.
So that's why I'm mentioning it. It's something
see,
we
the
actually
public,
should,
the public might not
pardon?
Like that unless you no, take it, away all our
well,
pay.
We don't need to debate it. The only reason I'm mentioning
I'll tell,
it.
I'll tell you.
The only reason I'm mentioning it is it's likely we'll hear it and talk about it. And then Senator Berglund has asked us to consider her constitutional amendment on health care again this year. So those are, there may be other things, but those are the ones that I'm kind of aware of that I just wanted to give you a heads up that you might want to take a look at. So. Okay. Meetings are